I once read a book about the Navy SEALs. The author, an ex-Navy SEAL, shared the unspoken rule that when a soldier was at the end, total exhaustion, could not go on anymore. They were really at 40%. There was still another 60% to go. There is always more strength in you than you realize. If you are an entrepreneur who is listening to this, I know you understand that end point, that total exhaustion, that place where you feel you cannot move on any further. You cannot handle another rejection. You cannot do another action. You are exhausted. You can't do one thing more. And somehow, from somewhere, we find the strength. We find the strength to complete another proposal. We find the strength to build another process. We find the strength. Meditation 46 reads, I have strength today. I have the power to build my dream, and today I will lay the next brick. I repeat, I have strength today. I have the power to build my dream, and today I will lay the next brick. I remember in the early days of Race Corp, I had a major proposal that was due by 8 a.m. the following morning. I had been working on this proposal for a few days whilst trying to complete 1,000 other priorities. And then the dreaded corruption occurred. We all know that feeling of losing a document that hasn't been saved. When the error message appeared, I looked disbelievingly at the screen, clicking furiously, trying to retrieve my beloved document. When that didn't work, I rebooted the computer, tried again and again and again. Even as I speak these words, I feel the pain in the pit of my stomach, remembering that incident. But now what? I'm exhausted. Do I give up? How was I going to remember all the detail? Reconstruct the creativity I had put into the previous document? How was I going to do that the night before submission? How was I going to do that when I truly felt I could not do another thing? And then meditation 46 kicks in. I have the strength today. I have the power to build my dream, and today I will lay the next brick. I will do it. The drill sergeant in my head commands me to stop feeling sorry for myself, to muster the strength that is definitely inside me, and to start again. I make myself a cup of strong coffee, take a deep breath, and whisper to myself, "Let's do it." By 6 a.m., I had completed the document and submitted it on time. Why the story is so important to me is because I won that contract. And it was that contract that was so important for me building a whole new product set that became a massive part of Race Corp's success. I often reflect back on that evening and wonder if That drill sergeant did not appear in my mind. If he did not command me to find the strength that I did have, what would have been the consequences? I have the strength today. I have the power to build my dream, and today I will lay the next brick.